The locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Hazel, welcome you to the Atchison High School Gymnasium. Teams are out on the court. We're coming back right after this.
And all of us at Exchange Bank wish you the very best, not only today, but every day of the year. We're extremely grateful to our customers for allowing us to be your banking partner and trusting us to continue to serve you with your banking needs. Merry Christmas to all from all of us at Exchange Bank.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christy McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back once again to the Atchison High School Gymnasium. Where tonight, it is a non-conference meeting between the Ottawa Lady Cyclones and the Atchison Phoenix. Here in the first game and then the guys' game coming up after this one. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He is our producer and engineer, and he's back in the CARE Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here, courtside, and we've been able to see Atchison quite a lot here early in the season, and in fact, then we're just going to start off really early with the programming note. We're going to be with the Phoenix again on Friday. We're going to travel out to Rossville and watch a couple of games from out there here on CARE. But that said, let's talk about this game this evening. Public address announcers introducing the starters, so I think that's a good place for us to start. First of all, for the Ottawa Lady Cyclones and head coach Matt Sherman, Ottawa is going to be starting Emery Keebaugh. She's a freshman, and Ella Keebaugh, she's a senior. They've got a junior, Johanna Yan. You've got Foster Nichols, a freshman, and running it out, another sophomore, and Riley Meinhardt. So a young team out there for Ottawa getting the start here this evening. For the Atchison Phoenix and head coach Nick Rebeth, they come into the ballgame tonight at 2-2, and it's going to be the starting five we have grown accustomed to seeing here in this young season, with J. Jemiah Booker and Samara Downing. You've got Katie out there, Katie Harris, and Presley Simpson with Rain Burkhalter. Atchison in the home whites with red and gold, and Ottawa in the traveling red with black and white, very much like the Benedictine red uniform. We're set to go. Hope you enjoyed it. The ball goes up, the tip is away, and it's going to be lost out of bounds. And already I thought that it was going to go the other way. I thought we would probably be going this direction. The officials are going to have a little chit-chat, and there we go. It is going to be Ottawa basketball. We have not had a second elapsed and first conversation among the officials already here this evening. And here we go. Ottawa with the basketball. They'll bring it over to the top of the key and dump it over to the right side. Taking it down low is going to be Riley Meinhardt. The feed will come into the middle, and the ball batted free. Dove on by Katie Harris. We're going to have a jump ball called. Possession arrow on the jump. It's going to come back to Atchison. So for the Phoenix, the ball's going to be put in play deep in the backcourt. And you can see Ottawa had watched a little bit of the game film from the last contest. They're going to go with that full court pressure. Flying up the court, the running shot is up a little too strong. And Ottawa coming down with the rebound. Atchison's wasting no time getting a shot away now. Full court going the other direction. That shot is up and misses. And Katie Harris will pull down the rebound. So what we're seeing early from these teams, fly to the other end as quickly as you get a shot. You take the shot. The other team gets the rebound. They run to the other end. Now here's a drive to the right side. The shot is up and missing. And Atchison coming back the other way. So here we are, 40 seconds into the game. We are 6 and going on 7 possessions into the game. 7 shots into the game and no points yet in this game. Back over to the right side. It's going to be Rain. She has the basketball, dumps it down to the baseline. Downing turns and shoots and misses the shot. Rebound tipped out, out of play. It's going to come back to Ottawa. Nice crowd on hand. It is still pretty early here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. I'm sure the numbers will be increasing as the evening wears on. The JV guys are playing over at the elementary school just down the street here. Here's a three from the right side. It's up and in. Johanna Young will have the first bucket of the ball game, and Ottawa has broken out on top 3-0. We're a minute and a half in. And Atchison will turn it over on the upcourt pass. Young will drive it down the court herself, dump it over to the left side. Underneath, the reverse layup is going to be blocked out of bounds and knocked away by Presley Simpson. It's going to come back in again to Ottawa at their offensive baseline. You can hear Coach Sherman for Ottawa giving his instructions to his team out there. Whatever West Virginia is, that's what they're running here. The feed will go back to the left. The baseline rainbow shot is up. No good. Rebound to come back down. It's going to be Simpson. Presley into the forecourt, taking it down the left side. Bumped and then cut off at the end. Her cross baseline pass is going to be lost out of bounds. And it's going to come back to Atchison from beneath their goal. 6:15 to go in the opening quarter. It is 3-0. Ottawa with the early lead. The ball comes into Katie. Harris goes over to the left side. The little fadeaway shot for two won't go in. Rebound tipped around, and here comes Ottawa. They'll break it down the court. Now it's going to get away, and it'll be out of bounds off Atchison. The first substitution of the game. Coming in for Ottawa, it's going to be Sophia Ficken, F-I-C-K-E-N, Sophia. The ball comes out on top, and now we're going to see Ottawa slow down, get a little more methodical. They just kind of spread the floor, and Atchison is going to settle into a 2-3 zone defense. The lob will come into the post. They'll give and go to the four. Hook shot off the glass. Nope. Katie with the rebound. Here comes Atchison. These two teams now have switched back to more of a half-court kind of a defense. Locking it up the floor, taking it across at the center, working off a screen, going to the right side. It's going to be Simpson, and as she goes to the middle, we've got a whistle. Her body's on the floor and a little contact. That's going to be our first foul of the ball game on either team. It is going to belong to Sophia. She will have her first foul of the game. Atchison will have it in at the far side. It'll be Jemiah Booker. Should be the inbound. Bring it out on top. Presley Simpson feeds down underneath. Downing, Katie, turn, shoot, scores. Katie Harris with her first bucket of the game, and Atchison is within one. It is a 3-2 lead for Ottawa with 5:20 to go in the opening quarter. The feed over to the right block. Little hook shot is going to go up, roll around, and fall in. So Johanna Jahn is hit from the outside, now is hit from the inside, and it is 5-2. Favor the Lady Cyclones. Here's an Atchison three from the left elbow. No. Rebound. Outlet. Breaking down the court. The driving shot too hard. Offensive board uncontested is laid up and in. It is now 7-2. Ottawa. 4:44 to go in the opening quarter. Side-to-side pass. Now the feed in the middle. Katie will put it up from 16. Can't get it to drop. And rebound taken away by Ottawa, but Katie steals it back and then has it knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. Atchison's going to get it back in play. Into the game for Ottawa, we're going to see number 20. I'm going to check on who that is because we don't show 20 right here. 4.5 to go here in the opening quarter. This is taking a world of time to make the substitution switches in this game. Atchison looking to bring it in. They'll lob into the lane, and it's batted free. Harris is going to save it. Kicks it back to the left side. Presley goes three, gets it. Presley Simpson from outside hitting the three-point shot. It is 7-5 Ottawa. 4:20 to go in the first. The feed again to the right block. Turnaround shot is way too strong. Rebounding it down is going to be Harris. Here comes Atchison with an opportunity to tie with the two or take their first lead of the game with a long shot. The feed comes into the middle of the lane. It's batted away. It's going to be saved over to the right side. The shot is up by Downing. She gets fouled and coming to the line for two. Samara Downing will step to the stripe. It's going to be foul number two for Ottawa. And Samara looking for her first points of the game. Free throw here. Up the window. Won't quite go in. Danny's got one more shot coming here. 4 minutes and 8 seconds, nearly the midpoint of the opening quarter. Now into the game for Atchison is going to come Majaya Stoves. Second free throw is up, and it won't go in. And the rebound pulled down by Downing, and then she's going to have it stripped out of her hands. Going the other end, Ottawa, the shot. The score, plus one. So you count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Presley. It'll be her first, the first by Atchison in the game. And an opportunity for Foster Nichols to complete the conventional three-point play. Exactly. 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Free throw. Perfect. It is now 10-5. Atchison turns over the inbound. Quick jump shot. No. Rebound. Taken back down again by Ottawa. Good aggressive work on the board by the Lady Cyclones. The feed over to the right side. Seven inside the arc. The pull-up from about 15 is in. And that bucket by Riley Meinhardt. We've had four different players score for Ottawa. Atchison taking a timeout at Joseph. We shall as well. Coming at 3:36 to play in the opening quarter, it is Ottawa's Lady Cyclones, 12 inches and 5.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
313-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Hey, welcome back. Coming out of the timeout, the ball will belong to Atchison. They're going to have it deep in the backcourt, and they'll bring it into the forecourt with the outlet pass. Quickly down the left side with it. The long two is up off the window, and it won't quite drop in. The rebound is going to be tipped out, saved. The shot is up. It won't go, but we have a foul called, and it'll be Majaya Stoves coming to the free throw line. It's going to be the first round of the game for Foster Nichols. Stove's first free throw, not quite going to get there. She's got another shot coming. Ottawa's going to rotate back in Jan. And they're going to bring Marissa Richards in. And now we've got a wave off of the shot. We got a little lane violation. So Atchison will not get that point. Into the game now for Coach Revant is going to be Micaiah Boldridge. So Micaiah Boldridge into the game, and we're going to get a travel against Ottawa. That was pretty nice defense in the middle by Stoves. She kind of got a hand out and pulled herself back. Kind of interrupted the flow of the Ottawa offense, forcing that turnover, and there's a travel by Atchison in the backcourt. Going to come back once again to Ottawa. 3 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the first. The ball coming in from the far side. Ottawa will ring it up, top of the key, dump it over to the right side. Looking in, now get it into the free throw line. They work it to the baseline right. Little driving shot is up and too strong. Nicely defended by Katie Harris. The ball is going to be picked up by Atchison. Boldridge coming up with the basketball. Baseball pass to the other end. Katie with it on the floor. Once, twice, goes up, gets packed, and she'll come to the free throw line. Katie was pretty much alone, but closing on her very quickly and not going to allow that shot to go uncontested was Riley Meinhardt. So for Ottawa, there are four team fouls, one each on four different players. Katie's first free throw is good. And Katie Harris has three. It is now 12-6. One more shot coming up for Atchison senior Katie Harris. Flipped up and coming up just a little bit short. It is a 12-6 lead for Ottawa. Emery Keebaugh is back in the game for the Lady Cyclones. Ball's over to the right side, right in front of the Atchison bench. Skip pass across the lane. It's going to be batter free and stolen away. Coming up with the basketball is going to be Rain Burkhalter. She'll come into the forecourt. Rain brings it down the right side, lobs it toward the baseline, but it's going to be a little bit out of reach. Micaiah Boldridge just could not quite get to that thing. It was a little too tall, and back up with it will come Ottawa. 2:25 to go in the first. Pass into the middle. Batter free was saved by Ottawa. Back over to the baseline right. Driving into the middle is going to be Ficken. And now the baseline run from the left side is no good, but we will have an Atchison foul and free throws coming. This is maybe on Harris. She was the, because it looked like, the closest defender. It'll be Katie's first foul of the game. Atchison, a couple of team fouls now. Two free throws coming here. For Jan, she's been a good shooter. This one hits the back of the rim and caroms away. She's got one more coming. She has 5 points, leading all scorers in the game so far, with 2:15 to play here in the opening quarter. Girls high school basketball on Care Radio. Second shot is up. It is no good, and the rebound's going to be saved by Ottawa. They'll start to drive into the lane. No room there. Brings it back out on top. Now swings it over to the left wing, into the lane. Driving in, blocked by the defense. Comes back out on top. They work the perimeter. Around to the left side, the ball's going to be stripped away by Harris, but lost out of bounds. They could not save it. For just a moment, I thought maybe McKay had a chance to get that thing, but it got away a little too quickly. And once again, it will come into Ottawa. Now they send a cutter to the right side of the lane. She loses the handle, and it's going to be out of bounds. They will say Atchison touches it. 2 minutes left in the first quarter. On the quick inbound, the shot, no. Offensive rebound, the three-point shot, no. Caught by Katie Harris. Atchison will walk it into the forecourt. Presley Simpson. Presley, little skip pass over to the right side. Jemiah Booker has it there, and she'll lose the handle, and Atchison's going to turn it back over. Riley Meinhardt's going to come back in for Ottawa. Also, Foster Nichols will return to the floor. We're down to a minute 40 to go in the opening quarter. Then Ottawa up the floor. Atchison will meet him with a 2-3 zone. The feed over to the right side of the lane. Drive it across underneath. The dish back on top. They swing it to the right. Here's a rainbow shot wide to the right side. Offensive rebound followed up and missed. Another offensive rebound partially deflected, and we're going to get a foul called. This is probably on Presley. Presley Simpson will be the first player for either team to have picked up a second foul. Official says it's... The score says it's one, so I'll have to correct that at the end of the quarter. So that is one foul. But that is good news for the Phoenix. Ottawa at the free throw line. This shot, perfect. So Riley Meinhardt with her third point. And one more shot coming up. The sophomore will look it over, push it up with both hands. It won't go in. Lots of contact underneath the rim, and the rebound saved down by Atchison. Full court pressure with the defense. They're trying to reach in and steal it away. Just sometimes it's great to be aggressive, and then you get just a little too aggressive. This foul is going to be on Emery. It'll be her first of the fifth Ottawa foul of the half. Ella Keebaugh will come back in. 1:16 to go in the opening quarter. Atchison brings it in, takes it down the left side. Little dribble with the left hand and clearing out with the right is Makea. Shot is up, no. Holdridge gets the rebound. She's underneath, puts up the shot, cannot hit it, but draws a foul. We have not had a ton of points. We have had a lot of fouls so far in this game. We're going to get a break?
Yeah.
We're taking a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. We've got 1:06 to play here in the opening quarter in Atchison. It's the girls' game. Ottawa, 13, Atchison, 6.
Have you tried the loaded A1 steakhouse burger at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill? Two beef patties topped with A1 thick and hearty sauce, creamy peppercorn sauce, and applewood smoked bacon, melted American cheese, and crunchy onion rings. It's got it all. Pick one up and be sure to order your ice cream cakes for the holidays. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Got Joseph back in that world-renowned Air Radio Sports studio. Tom Couch with you here. Minute 6 to go in the opening quarter of the ladies' game. Forget the guys' game is coming up after this one. It is a 13-6 lead for Ottawa. Coming to the line for Atchison. Makaya Boldridge, free throw, won't quite get there. Atchison is 1 of 7 at the free throw line. Starting up a little chilly. Second one. There we go. Makaya hits that one. It is now 13-7. Back up floor with it. And over to the right side. Ottawa rings it into the free throw line. Oh, beautiful little backdoor pass. The shot is up. Plus they push it a foul and a chance at 3. The bucket is good. Coming to the party just a little bit late. The foul is... Makaya picking up her first foul. Atchison's fourth team foul and inside a minute to go in the first quarter. Chance at a conventional three-point play here. It is on its way and it will not go in. Rebounded down by Atchison. 48-47 rolling along here. Seconds left here in this first quarter. Atchison with the ball out on top. It's going to be Presley Simpson all the way out into the center circle. Swings it to the left side of Makea. Looking back between the circles. Boldridge with it there. Looking in, looking in. Pulls up her dribble. Between the circles it goes again. Samara. Now around to the left side is Presley. Left side, it's a three. Won't happen. Rebound is on the floor and out of bounds. Touched last by the Phoenix. 17 seconds of play in the first quarter. Ottawa with plenty of time to get this thing locked up the floor and get a good look at the shot. Alternating hands with the dribble. Bringing it up is going to be Nichols. 8 seconds, seven. Nichols goes into the lane, loses the handle, picked up by a teammate. 4 seconds, three. The 15-foot runner. In and out, no. Rebound, tipped around. Atchison will control it down as the quarter expires, and we're taking a break. Time out on the floor of the first quarter of the ladies' game. In the book, your score. It is Ottawa 15, Atchison 7.
Union State Bank wishes you a happy and healthy holiday season. Please be aware of our holiday hours as you carry out your end-of-year transactions. You can find holiday hours on our website, mybankusb.com. Just a reminder, stop by any of our branches for cash gift envelopes. We are happy to help you keep it simple. Learn more at www.mybankusb.com. Member SBIC.
Back with you here in the Atchison High School Gymnasium. Going to the second quarter, it is 15-7. Ottawa in front. For Ottawa, the leading scorer has been Johanna Yon. She has 5 points, three each for Meinhardt and Nichols. Ficken and Ella Kivok, each with two for Atchison. It was three apiece for Katie Harrison, Presley Simpson, and one for Micaiah Boldridge. Two teams are not shooting the ball very well. We mentioned a moment ago just the free throws. For Ottawa, they are 2 of 6 at the free throw line. Atchison is 2 of 8 at the free throw line in the opening quarter. Here's a feed in the middle, a shot from the baseline. Nope. Followed up shot is nope. And 9 seconds into the second quarter, we've got another foul on Atchison. Fisher will walk over, and this is a big one for Atchison. This is going to be, I believe, the second on Katie. Katie Harris picking up personal foul number 2. Ottawa and Ella Kiba at the free throw line. She's 0 of 1, now 0 of 2. 7:51 to go in the first half. Long, hard look at it. The second one off the back a little too strong, and a rebound underneath by Katie. So Harris, in spite of having a couple of fouls, is going to stay in the ballgame. And Atchison doubled up in the backcourt, and we're going to have a reach in and another foul. That will be, I would think that's a shooting, right? Yes. We are in the 1-1. So this will not speed up the progress of the game. Second foul tonight on Foster Nichols for Ottawa. Atchison coming to the free throw line. Front half, perfect. So Atchison able to knock in that first shot. One more coming here. It is up, and it's going to be a little bit short. So Presley has her 4th point. Makes it 15-8, Ottawa. Emery Kibon with it on the right wing. Tips it over to the left. No, all the way across court. It comes to Nichols. She'll put it on the floor one time. Atchison's going to stay in that 2-3 zone. Bit of a head fake. The drive into the lane. Backing away. The shot is up. No good. Rebounding it down is going to be Harris. Here comes Atchison taking it the other way. Presley Simpson. Baseball pass. That was a rocket. Now the feed in the middle. Going to be lost. Up with it will come Ottawa. The fast break. The running shot misses. Offensive rebound underneath, and Ottawa brings it out on top. Their pass cross-court is stolen by Katie Harris. And Atchison will come the other way. We're a minute into the second quarter. It is 15-6. Excuse me, 15-8. Ottawa with the lead. Atchison has the basketball. Simpson will take it to the top side again. She's going to back all the way away. And we're going to to get a timeout taken by Coach Reband. Coach Reband going to want to talk to his team a little bit. Joseph, we're going to let him. We'll take a break. 6:41 to go. We're in the opening half of the ladies' game. The score remains. Ottawa, 15. Atchison, 8.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Glad to have you with us here on Care Radio on this very lovely Tuesday evening. I saw Joseph putting a little, you know, like a bolo or something around to his top of his hat to hold it on his head tomorrow because they say it's gonna be howling wind. Ball's coming in for Atchison. They'll bring it in midcourt. We're back underway. Here is the Phoenix. They'll dump it over to the left side. Jemiah Booker has it. She'll dribble it up toward the top. Starts to cut down the right side of the lane. Dishes it back behind her instead to Bo Coulter. Into the corner now to Katie, who's spread way out. The pass comes out on top, and Preston loses it. The breakaway to the other end of the court. The driving lane is going to be up and good. Count the basket for Riley Meinhardt. It'll be her fifth. And it's now 17-8. Shot for Atchison misses. Rebound Harris, follows up, can't get it. Rebound Harris on the floor once, stripped out of her hand, and she got fouled. Yep. Is that another foul on Foster Nichols?
Foul on Foster Nichols.
It is her third foul. Katie Harris coming to the line. Katie, she's a really smooth free throw shooter. That one is up and in, her fourth point of the game. She's 2 out of 3 at the line tonight. Six minutes to play here in the first half. Stoves comes back in for Atchison as Katie will hit her second free throw. She's got 5. And Atchison back to within 7 again. Inside 6 as we get into the forecourt. All alone to the right side, not at all interested in taking the uncontested 3 in the deep right corner is Riley Meinhardt. She'll skip it into the right side of the lane where the shot is forced up. Atchison commits a foul, and again, we come to the free throw line. This could become a game of attrition. Foul is going to be on Samara. It is her first. Atchison's 6th, so both teams will be shooting for the balance of the first half. Free throw here, in and out. Nope. The first team that starts hitting their free throws is going to be all right. Ella, I'm sure, is a better shooter than this. She is 0 for 3 right now at the free throw line tonight. Second free throw here, up off the rim, 2 times, and up again and straight down through. So, the third point of the game for Ella Keebaugh. It is 18-10. Here's a little baseline jump shot and a whistle and a foul. So we have had 2 fouls called, and we will have had 4 free throws shot in the last, 23 seconds? So, foul is going to be on Ella. Ella Keebaugh's first foul. Samara at the line. The shot, wide to the right side. One more shot coming up for Samara Downing, looking for her first point of the game. This one up, won't go in. Rebound, Ottawa has it. Here come the Lady Cyclones, quickly down into the forecourt, down the right side, trying to drive into the middle of snow room. Meinhardt will push it back out on top. They'll go from one wing to the other, cross court. Now the feet to the left edge of the free throw line, back down to the baseline, near travel, but hold the pivot foot now, trying to drive into the middle. It's going to be Meinhardt. Launches it off on top. This has been one of the longer possessions of the game. Back to the baseline right. Here's a three-point shot. Won't happen. Rebounding it down is Katie. Harris comes up with a basketball, and we get it to travel. No. The ball just batted away. No foul called. Katie Harris into the forecourt. Little skip pass over to the left side. Booker will have it. She'll drive and shoot. Can't drop it. And a rebound. Batted around. It's on the floor, and it's going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds. And in the process of that, there's going to be a foul called. Yes. First foul of the ball game for Jemiah Booker. It is the seventh team foul by Atchison. Back into the game for Atchison is going to come Micaiah Boldridge. Free throw? Yes. 4:54 to go in the opening half. It is now a 19-10 game. Second free throw will not go down. So one free throw, yes, one free throw, no, and back up with it comes Atchison, who's going to be stolen away. And up the floor, Ottawa, and Atchison reaches in, commits another foul. The foul is going to be on Majay Stoves, her first foul. The free throw, yes. Okay, so we're going to wipe that one away. The official at first said it was going to be two. Then he realizes it is a one and one. So even though she hit that first one, they are going to wipe it away. And we're going to start over. So it is a one and one. Jan is at the line. This one won't quite go in, and Katie comes up with it. It remains 19-10 with 4.5 to go. Here's a pass inside, taken away by Ottawa. The pass to the other end is way out in front. It'll roll out of bounds, and we'll go back the other way once again. 4.5 to go here in the first half. Atchison, well, in the inbound, turns it over. Now it's going to be stolen back by Presley. Presley, Simpson, left side, drive, shoot, can't hit it. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Jan. Back up with what come Ottawa. They'll run into the middle. Katie stops, plants very nicely. Force the defense come out on top. Here's a long two, missing, rebound, Simpson. And Atchison will walk the other way again. We are halfway through the second quarter. Presley, top of the keys, starts left, now comes back to the right, little one-hand push pass over to Jemiah Booker. Booker drives all the way to the baseline, has to hold it up, lobs it back out on top. Harris goes into the lane, spins, twists, turns, shoots, wide right, rebound, hauled back down by Ottawa. Lady Cyclones up with it, the feed over to the right side, the pass comes on top, the dip to the left corner, stepping inside the circle with one dribble and then passing up on the shot. 3.5 to go in the second. Here's a baseline. No. Offensive rebound. Followed up. Yeah! The follow-up shot by Joanna Jan. And it's now 21-10. Ottawa in front. 3:10 to go in the first half. Atchison up the floor. Dumps it over to the right side. Micaiah has it. She's in a little trouble. Tries to skip it into the middle and bodies all over the floor, and Fisher's going to stop play, help everyone to their feet, and let's see against whom this foul is called. It's going to be against Atchison because they're walking to the other end of the floor for the free throw shots. The foul is going to be on Samara. It'll be a couple of fouls on Samara Downing. Team fouls are even now at 9 apiece, so we've had 18 fouls called. There's still over 3 minutes to play in the opening half. Into the game now for Atchison. We're going to have a new player hit the floor. And it's going to be Emma Regan. Free throw? No. Rebound. Ottawa will save it down. And then they're going to turn it over. Atchison will have it back in front of their bench. 2:58 to go in the half. So Atchison has brought Regan into the game, and they have also brought Tyra Hayward. And it's Atchison will drive it down the right side. We get a turnover, ball gets away, gets out of bounds, and back up with the welcome, Ottawa. 2:40 to go. The game is still relatively close. It's only 21-10. Just a lot of turnovers. Here's a pass in the middle. It's going to be stolen by Katie. Trying to steal it back. We're going to have a foul called on Ottawa, and we will go to the Atchison offensive end. This foul is going to be on Jan. It is her second. Team foul 10 for Ottawa, so now our 19th foul. At the line, here's Katie Harris. Shot rims around, no good. Katie with one more look at it. Up, got the roll. So it is 21-11. 2.5 left in the half. Over to the right side. The feed to the block. Driving into the lane. Twisting. Shot up. Too soft. Rebound tipped out on top. It'll be rescued there. And then we have a whistle. And we're going to have another foul. We're going to have a... We are having a foul called on Atchison. It's on Makaya. It's going to be Makaya's second foul. And Ottawa at the free throw line. Shot, it's up and good. So Ottawa gets one in. One more shot. Up. Got them both. Three 11. 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the first half. Atchison trailing the ball game. 23-11. And Atchison comes up the floor with it. They get trapped over against the far sideline, but the ball is going to be snapped out of bounds. It'll be off Ottawa. AHS will be putting it back in play. They're still on the backcourt. They'll lob it across the timeline where it's going to be battered free and picked back up by the Lady Cyclones. Here comes Ottawa. They've got the ball and a dozen-point lead. 2 minutes left in the first half. Skip pass over to the right side just inside the block and a bump for the back. And oh, they're going to call a double dribble. There's a break for Atchison. As it looked like there was a push, a little bump from behind that caused that. So it's going to be Atchison ball from deep in the backcourt, and they're going to be putting it in against the full-court press. Presley Simpson will inbound it. Gets it in the middle. Here comes Samara. Downing jumps over to the right side. The running shot is up, hits the side of the backboard. It's loose on the floor. Saved by Ottawa. Then they will lose it out of bounds, and it'll come back to Atchison. Minute 56 to go in the half. Ottawa is going to go to the bench, and into the contest for the first time today is going to be junior Quincy Morris. Shot by Atchison, in and out, no good. But they get an offensive board. And then as they try to clear to the top, it's going to be turned over. The running shot on the other end. The driving layup is up and good. Meinhardt. 25-11. Atchison having trouble getting it across midcourt. Now they will, right at the center. Minute and a half left in the first half. Top side with it. It's going to be Stoves. Stove kicks it over. Simpson works to the baseline. Back to Stove. She wanted the shot. Couldn't. Simpson will launch a three. It's online, but it's a little too long. We're going to go back down. Here comes Ottawa. Emery Keebaugh up the floor. Goes into the lane. Dishes to the baseline. Shot. No. Offensive rebound. Followed up. Yes. Marissa Richards with the follow. And we're going to get a timeout. Yes. We're taking a break. We're down to a minute or two to go in the opening half of the ladies' game. It is Ottawa, 27, Atchison, 11.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. and investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
We're just over a minute to play in the first half. Atchison will be putting the ball in play from deep in the other end of the floor, bringing it in against pressure, and it will come up the floor. Nicely done. Outlet to the right side, and as the feed goes to Benitez's goal, it's batted away, and it'll be lost out of bounds. Coming back to Atchison. 50 seconds left in the half. That was a good outlet and a nice job of getting the ball into the forecourt by the Phoenix. Coming into the baseline is going to be Simpson. She lobs it out on top. No one there. Picked up by Ottawa. They'll drive right. Put the running shot too strong. Follow shot too soft. Rebound is on the floor. Being kicked around. It's like a soccer ball. And body's flying. And we're going to get a foul called off the ball. I don't even know how you call that foul. That is kind of interesting. That will be the first foul on Ottawa, Quincy Morris. And at the line, going to be Presley Simpson. She's one of two at the free throw line today. This one is good. Coach Sherman for Ottawa is on his feet, asking the official, you got to explain a little bit to me just exactly what happened there. Second free throw is going to be short, and it is Lady Cyclone basketball. Half a minute to go in the half. Baseline shot, no. Offensive board, kicked back out to the free throw line. They'll dribble it off to the top. The dish over to the left side. Two-handed push pass coming back out on top. They'll swing it over to the right wing. Long pass to the left. Stepping inside the circle. The little runner misses. Follow misses. Tip, tip, out of bounds. Atchison ball. 13 seconds before intermission. Presley Simpson. Two-hand pass all the way to midcourt. Cross is going to go to the other side, and it's going to be stolen back by Ottawa. 8 seconds. They got lots of time. Seven. The feet to the free throw line. A 15-foot shot. Low ball. Atchison with the offensive board. It is halftime. We'll be back to summarize it for you from the Atchison High School Gymnasium. It is Ottawa's Lady Cyclones 27, Atchison 12.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Back with you here in the Atchison gym. We're at halftime of the ladies' game. 27-12 is the Ottawa lead. It was a game that was, frankly, punctuated by a lot of fouls and a lot of turnovers. not great free throw shooting, and a very low scoring opening half. That said, we will support that by saying Ottawa was led in scoring by Johanna Yan with 8 points, Rodney Meinhardt with 7. 4 for Marissa Richards off the bench. Kiva and Nichols each with 3 and 2 for Thicken. For Atchison, 6 for Katie Harris, 5 for Presley Simpson, and 1 for Micaiah Boldridge. Free throw shooting, how about this? Ottawa into the half, 6 of 16 at the free throw line. Atchison, 7 of 18 at the free throw line. We saw 21 fouls in the course of that first half, 11 by Ottawa. Guys, teams are out of the court. Don't forget, we're going to be hanging around here. The guys' game will come up after this one, but first, second half of the ladies' game on tap. We'll be back with it for you, but right now with the intermission score. Ottawa 27, Atchison 12. We're taking it back to Joseph. He's under control for another great halftime.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating. 913-367-7729.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Atchison High versus Ottawa. We'll be back to the games in just a moment. I did want to mention that coming up on the CARE Sports schedule, we've got SportsLook coming to you from the CARE Sports Studios. SportsLook is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. SportsLook airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report on Thursday nights, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday, join us as we'll be on the road with the Phoenix as the Atchison High Phoenix are traveling to take on the Rossville Dogs. 6 p.m. is the scheduled time for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the local area with the high school scores as I have them.
Blair Milling and Elevator would like to wish a Merry Christmas to all. Stop in this holiday season for all your livestock needs at 1000 Main Street, Atchison, Kansas, or call our nutritionist, Garrett Williams, at 913-367-2310, or our sales rep, Craig Wishcroft, at 785-547-5419, with any questions you may have. From all of us here at Blair Milling, we want to wish you a joyous holiday season.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison. Taking a look around the area at the local scores as I have them at the half. It's Riverside 31 over Sabetha 24. And the Holton-Jeff West game, Jeff West is on top at 22 points to Holton 17. Nemaha Central is leading Hiawatha 24-21. Axtell is leading Wetmore 19-15. It's Royal Valley at 28 points over Perry Lecompton's 24. At the quarter, it was all tied up in the Valley Frankfort Valley Falls Valley Heights game, excuse me. In the Frankfort Valley Heights girls game, it was 5-5 at the end of the first quarter. And at the end of the second quarter in the Centralia Onega game, it's Centralia 39, Onega 17. And on the game that we've got right here at Hot Country 93.7, it's Ottawa 27, Atchison High School 12. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Snap Fitness has the perfect gift for those hard-to-shop-for people on your list. Monthly memberships are an affordable option, and since Snap Fitness is accessible 24 hours a day, it's a great gift, even for those who have challenging schedules. They have gift certificates for tanning and tanning lotions. Check out Snap Fitness by calling 913-367-1511 or stop by and see them at 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A high wind warning begins at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until midnight Thursday morning. Cloudy skies tonight with lows around 56. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Slight chance for isolated thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 72. Lows around 33. Tomorrow night, clear skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's 56.8 degrees outside right now. We've got a measured wind out of the east, southeast at 2 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 87%. The barometric pressure is steady at 29.90 inches of mercury. Dew point is sitting at 53 degrees Fahrenheit, and the feels like temperature out there is 56.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, we welcome you back to the Atchison High Gymnasium. And we're set to go to the second half. The ball would be long too. Atchison. Phoenix is going to bring it in play. They trail as we go to the second half here, 27-12. Joseph in the Care Radio Studios. Joseph, well done at halftime. Thank you very much. Atchison cross-court pass is going to be stolen by Ottawa. The little driving layup on the other end will not go in, and the rebound is going to be taken down by the Phoenix. Jemiah Booker will come up with the ball. Back the other way it's going to come. Here's your rainbow. No. Rebound saved underneath by Atchison. Samara turns and shoots. No. Rebound underneath. Samara kicks it off on top. Here's a three. No. Rebound. It's going to get away. It's going to be out of play. It will be off Atchison. 7:13 to go in the third quarter. And here comes Ottawa. They'll be up the floor of the basketball. They're going to have the original five out there. Kiba, Jan, Meinhardt, Nickel. Here's a three from the right side. No. Offensive rebound, though, and it is going to be pulled away by Atchison. But then an attempt at an outlet pass goes awry, and it's going to go out of bounds into the Ottawa bench. Score remains 27-12. We're a minute into the third quarter. Lob pass will come in play. Out on top with it is going to be Foster Nichols. Long cross to the left side. An uncontested three is coming up short. Harris pulls down the rebound. And into the forecourt with it will come Presley Simpson. 6:40 and running along in the third quarter. And Atchison will throw it over to the left side. Losing the handle on a little bit. It's going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds. And back it comes to the Lady Cyclones. Here we go down the left side with it. Ottawa reaching in. Atchison tries to tie it up. Can't get it. And now coming down the floor, the ball is going to be bounced off the ankle. It'll go out of bounds. Atchison will have it back in. We're, minute 40 into what is so far a scoreless third quarter here this evening. It continues to be a 27-12 Ottawa lead here in the ladies' game. Girls high school basketball on CAIR Radio. K-A-I-R-F-M Horton Atchison. Turnaround shot baseline a little bit short. Rebounding it down is Ottawa. They'll race down the right side. That's a shoulder-high dribble. Taking it down. Long cross-court pass underneath just above the block. Shot is up off the rim. Two times won't go. Offensive rebound. Little push pass coming over to the wing. Back over to the right side on the floor once. And skip pass into the lane. And forever in the lane. No three-second call. They're going to say, count the bucket plus one. Count the basket. Foul is going to be on Katie Harris. It'll be her first foul of the second half by either team. And again, if you recall, the first half, the entire half was really punctuated by fouls. Katie coming out of the game with her third foul. She's not particularly happy here. Ottawa at the free throw line. It's going to be Ella. Shoots and scores. So Ella Kiba will complete the conventional three-point play. She is 2 of 6 at the free throw line, has 6 points. And it's now 30-12 Ottawa. 5.5 to go. Running, driving, layup is good, Jemiah Booker. She'll have her first point of the game, and it's 30-14 Ottawa. Pass over to the left side. Middle running two-handed shot. Starts in. No good. Rebounded out on top. Jemiah. Booker is not the tallest player out on the court, but very aggressive as she goes that rebound and then reaching across to slap the ball away. Emery Keebaugh. Picking up a second foul. Five 5:10 to go. And now Atchison is going to be called over and back. So, back it will come to the Lady Cyclones. They'll be putting it in play right in front of the scorer's table. 5 minutes to go in the third. Pass over to the right side. Almost two-handed dribble. Kicks over to the wing to Jan. And into the lane, we get a travel. Yeah. The feed went over to the right side. It is Ella Keebaugh starts to go in. She's kind of reached down and got both hands on that ball at the same time. Here comes Atchison. A little pressure by Ottawa, but Atchison gets in the forecourt. Now triple teamed the ball, and we're going to get a foul called. Jemiah had the ball in the forecourt. Three defenders surround her, and the official on the spot is going to call a foul. So it'll be the second foul on Riley Meinhardt. Team foul two for Ottawa. 4:50 to go in the third. Here comes Atchison. Simpson has it, stripped away. Down the left side. Breakaway layup is good. Bradley Meinhardt with 9. And it's 32-14. And Atchison, up court, throws it away, turns it over. Returning to the game for Ottawa will be Sophia Ficken. Emery Keebaugh brings it in, out on top. Nichols will work her way around to the right side in front of the Atchison pep band, kind of the northeast corner of the gymnasium. We're approaching the midpoint of the third quarter. Driving the right side, knifing in, and that was a pretty play and a nice shot by Foster Nichols, and she's got five. 34-14. And on the upcourt play, we have a foul. It is going to be on Emery Kiba. She's got three. Ottawa has three team fouls. Still just over 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Atchison continues to rotate players in and out of the game. Jemiah will check out. Here's a turnaround shot for Atchison. Nope. Rebound, Ottawa. They'll swing it over to the left side to Nichols. She'll attack. And the shot up and good. That was a beautiful pass and a nice driving layup by Riley Meinhardt. 36-14. Turnaround baseline shot. It's up and in. Samara Downing's first points of the evening. 36-16. The feet to the right side of the free throw line. Back out to the baseline right. Kick across to the left. Mishandled for a moment, or Riley would have had a shot. Now she'll feed inside. And this layup is going to be up and in. So we're going to have another bucket for Riley Meinhardt. She's having a huge quarter. It's now 38-16. Little look-away pass. Atchison in control of the basketball. Pushes it out on top. And as it goes to the baseline, we have a whistle, and it'll be lost out of bounds. Atchison turns it over here. Katie Harris is going to check back in for Atchison. Coming into the game for Ottawa for the first time tonight is going to be Camden Evans. And here comes here comes Ottawa on offense. 2:50 to go in the third. Little swing pass over to the right side. The drive into the middle. The defense sinks in. The shot from the outside. Missing. Harris. Nice rebound. And here comes Atchison. Presley Simpson. Right hand dribble up the floor. Lobs it down low. And it's going to be batted out of the hands of Makaya Boldridge. And on the other end of the floor, how about that? Makaya steals the ball back. Gets it to Presley. Here comes Simpson. One hand push past Katie. She'll drive down. Puts a shot up the runner. A little too strong. Rebound cleared back down by Lady Cyclones. 2:10 left in the third. Ottawa back out between the circles. Emery Kiva, left side. Here's a three. Rims out. Nothing but Atchison players beneath the goal that time looking for the rebound. And here comes AHS. Here's a one-handed lob pass over to Katie. Comes back out on top. Presley for three, just short. Rebound Katie. Feeds to the right side, and the ball's going to go out of bounds. Touch last by Atchison. Into the game now for the Phoenix is going to come Delaney Wilder. So Delaney comes into the game. We're at a minute and a half to play in the third. Ottawa works it over to the left side. Atchison sticking with that 2-3 zone. Pass comes out on top. They got Kitty playing at the 5. The drive in, 12-foot shot, nope, rebound, Harris. And then it's going to be knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. It'll be Atchison basketball. It's a 38-16 lead for Ottawa on the road here this evening. Don't forget the guys' game's going to be coming up after this one here on CARE Radio. AHS into the forecourt. Harris feeds down off the left block. The shot goes up. Delaney is going to have a blocked down and a jump ball call. It's going to come back to Ottawa. 1:06 to go. Third quarter. Ottawa back up with it. Foster Nichols. Nichols swings right. Here's an uncontested three. Too strong. Rebound tipped out. Ottawa will control it. Reaching in, no foul called. Pete over to the left side, now off the block, into the lane, twisting, turning, shooting, getting fouled. Coming to the free throw line is going to be Ottawa and Ella Kiba. Ella having a great quarter. Bradley Meinhardt and Ella Kiba both having outstanding third quarters. That will be the second foul on Rain Burkhalter. Long look at it. The first free throw will not go in. One more shot coming up here for Ella. Ella is 2 of 7 at the free throw line so far this evening. This one rolled right in there. That is her 7th point, 39-16 in the last minute now of the third quarter. Here's an Atchison three. Off the window and good. How about that shot from deep, deep on the left side by Stoves? Jaya Stoves knocks that one down. Ottawa back with it. 20 seconds left in the third. And the pass into the corner goes into the band. Atchison will have it back in. 39-19. Ottawa. Here comes Atchison with plenty of time, 18 seconds left. They can run any offense they'd like to at this kind of time. Little look-away pass as the ball comes into the forecourt. Handled up high by Presley. Now Simpson will launch a three. No. Rebound saved on top. The set shot at the buzzer won't go in. And we are three quarters done. We'll be back. Fourth quarter of the ladies' game coming up here on Care Radio. The score. Ottawa, 39, Atchison. 19.
Season, and all of us at Exchange Bank wish you the very best, not only today, but every day of the year. We're extremely grateful to our customers for allowing us to be your banking partner and trusting us to continue to serve you with your banking needs. Merry Christmas to all from all of us at Exchange Bank.
Welcome back. We go to the fourth quarter. The road team this evening, with things well in hand, they lead Atchison 39-19. Scoring to this juncture in the game. For Ottawa, pace it away. The only player in double digits scoring on either team is Riley Meinhardt. She's got 13. 8 so far for Johanna Jan. 7 for Ella Kiba, the leading scorers for Atchison. Katie Harris, 6. Presley Simpson, 5. The ball is going to be stolen. Up with it will come Ottawa. And a nice job of defending on that outlet pass as Jemiah Booker got a hand on it, slapped it out of bounds down to the baseline. It'll be brought back in by Ottawa. 7:51 left in the game. Back over to the right side. Here's a baseline three. Nope. Offensive rebound. Now it's loose on the floor. Saved by Ottawa. And a little layup from the left side. Misses. Followed up by Ottawa. Layup misses. Stolen away by Ottawa. It's going to go out of bounds, and official says it's Atchison ball. 7.5 to go in the game. Katie Harris will do the inbound work. You like that noise, Joseph? I did that. I did that all by myself. Here comes the Atchison Phoenix offense. Katie Harris will have it on the left side. Puts a shot up. It's partially deflected. No foul called. And the rebound going to be cleared away. Ottawa. Lady Cyclones up with it. They'll have it up top side. Dish it over to the left wing. Now down to the baseline left. Cutting across into the lane. The shot is up and missing. Rebounding it down is going to be Katie. Harris comes up with the basketball. And once again, it's going to be Presley Simpson up the floor. Presley, a little right-hand dribble. And it's just going to dribble away from her end. A break for Atchison. One of the Ottawa players reached out in an effort to secure the ball and did not, but did touch it. So it'll come in play for Atchison right in front of their bench and head coach Nick Rebant. Here's a pass down to the baseline, a push, and free throws coming up for Atchison. The foul is going to be on Johanna Jan. It is her third foul of the game. So for Ottawa, three players with three. For Atchison, one with three. The first free throw by Katie is good. That'll be her seventh point this evening. Katie is 5 of 7 at the free throw line tonight. And perfect. 6 of 8. It is 39-21 Ottawa. Cyclones thinking about driving in. Instead, we'll push it out on top, and we'll see if they try to get a little more patient. We're going to get to Atchison 2-3 zone. There's a little collision, and doesn't take a whole lot of contact to draw these fouls. This is going to be on Stoves, and it will be her second foul. Down to 6.5 to go. In the ball game. Again, the guys' game will be coming up after this one, so hang tight. Ottawa beginning to kind of stretch the floor out a little bit. Running a little ball control offense, being a little more patient. Here's a long cross-court pass. The drive into the lane. The scoop shot, nope. Rebound, out of play. It's Atchison ball. Ottawa fans think maybe it should have gone the other way. Not sure there'll be lots and lots of protest here with a 20-point game and 6 minutes to go. Here comes Atchison. Right up the floor with it is going to be Presley Simpson. Simpson again with a very high, shoulder-high kind of a dribble. Swings it over to the left side. Looking inside is going to be Stoves. And her cross-court pass is batted free. Still in the jailbreak. Riley Meinhardt can't hit it. She drives in, and they're going to say a foul call. Not sure I saw the contact, but I'm not certainly saying there was none. Official will walk all the way to the scorer's table, and foul is going to be on Jemiah Booker. So for Jemiah, that'll be number two. Atchison and Ottawa now evened up at 14 fouls each. We're down to 5:48 to go. Back of the line comes Ottawa and Riley Meinhardt. She's kind of found the range a little bit as the game has gone on, but that one will not go in. Riley, though, does lead all scorers in the game right now, sitting on 13. One more shot coming up for Meinhardt. It is rims out, won't go. Atchison clears down the rebound. Up the floor. Plenty of bumping. No foul call. Coast to coast. The driving shot. How about that? Presley Simpson for 7. 39-23. Presley Simpson. Fish to the left side for Ottawa. They will go into the lane. Little hook shot. Up and in. That bucket is good. And we're at 5:10 to go. 41-23. Over to the baseline right. Little push. The shot. High off the glass and good. Five minutes to play. 41-25. Baseline pass for Ottawa. Gets knocked out of bounds by Atchison. Ottawa will go to the bench, and you're going to get Richards back into the game, and Emery Keval will check back in. Atchison will stay in their 2-3 zone. The ball comes in on top, trying to drive right, nothing. Good defense by Atchison. Now the ball is going to be stripped away, rescued, baseline three, nope. Rebound, Ottawa. The ball kicked back. Another three. Nope. Rebound, Ottawa. Followed up for a layup. Nope. But a foul this time. So again, we come to the scorer's table. And this whistle is going to be on Samara. Downing will have her third foul. 4 minutes and 38 seconds to go. This free throw, no. These teams have struggled mightily tonight to get that ball in their hoop. One more shot coming here. That one won't go either. Riley Meinhardt is 1 of 7 at the free throw line this evening. Atchison back up the floor. Driving, baseline, running shot, no. Offensive board, there's a foul. Trying to push it back up and in. That was a great effort by Makia Boldridge. She ends up on the floor, but she springs right back up, and she's fine. It'll be the fourth foul on Jan. Coming to the line, Boldridge. Free throw good. Second point of the ball game for Atchison's Makia Boldridge. Makia, one of the seniors on this team. This one up, hits the back of the rim, with a long rebound, taken down by Ottawa. 41-26. And we have bodies on the floor on the other end of the court. It's going to go out of bounds and back in again to Ottawa. The clock only ticks a few seconds, and then we have another stoppage of play. Ottawa to the left side. A very unconventional style three-point shot goes up, and it does not go in. Nice rebound for Kenny Harris. Here comes Atchison. Presley Simpson. Skip pass over to the right side to Katie. Double team quickly. Back out on top and come to Presley. Tries to drive in. Crosses over. Brings it back out on top. Gets it there to Stoves. Back into Katie. Shot. Nope. Rebound. Slapped around. And it'll be controlled down by Emery Kiba. Here comes Ottawa. Baseball pass. Other end of the court. The uncontested layup is up and good. Meinhardt will hit the layup. And Joseph, we're going to take a timeout. Taking a break of 3:46 to go. It is Ottawa 43, Atchison 26.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
As we return to the Atchison Gym, the Phoenix come up court with the basketball. It is a 43-26 lead for Ottawa here. This one, here's a long three, no. Rebound, Katie stripped out of her hand, and Harris will come to the free throw line. 3:27 to go. Foul is going to be on, I got that as a fifth. Yes. And we're going to foul out here with 3:27 to go. 10 points tonight for Jan. She fouls out here. Coming to the free throw line is Katie. Free throw? No, not going to happen. One more shot coming, though. Katie, before that shot, had hit 5 consecutive free throws. And that one's good. 43-27. Ottawa with the lead. They've got the ball, and we'll see if they take a little time off the clock, although that doesn't seem to be the M.O., really. They're a high-motor team, aggressive. Here's the 17-footer from the top. Katie with the rebound, and we have a foul. Is this going to be on Atchison? It will be. It'll be a foul on Katie, her fourth. So with 3:10 to go, it's going to be hard to imagine that she comes out of the game at this point. Ottawa will come to the free throw line. Is that 7? That's 6. They got to be putting it in play. Here we go. That was only six fouls, so a little confusion. We've had a lot of confusion. Here it comes to Ottawa. 3:10 to go. Ottawa putting it in play, leading in the ball game, 43-27. Looking in, lobs it out on top. It'll be taken nicely. The shot up, hits the bottom of the rim, follow shot, bounces over the rim. Rebound, Katie Harrison-Atchison. Up the floor, Presley Simpson. Presley swings it to the right side, Stoves. Loses the handle on the dribble, feeds it into the middle, back it into Samara. She gets knocked to the floor. Gets back to her feet. Looks like she's okay. So we got a foul here. And coming to the free throw line is going to be Atchison and Samara. Rather, 43-27. Ottawa in front. 2:51 to go. This free throw just won't play. Samara downing one more shot. Camden Evans is going to come back in for Ottawa. He's a freshman. Long look at it here. Samara up. No. Rebound. Here comes Ottawa. Emery Keyball swings it over to the right side. They attack the basket, bring it off to the outside. The quick three is launched, missed. Rebound, saved by Harris. Katie with another rebound. And here comes Atchison. The feed to the right side. Beautiful look in the middle, and an easy two underneath Samara. 43-29. We're going to get a timeout. Yep. Coach Rebant wants a timeout, so we will share it with him. 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go in this contest. The score remains Ottawa 14-3, Atchison 29.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
It is a 43-29 lead for the Ottawa Lady Cyclones with just over 2 minutes to go in the game. Boys game will be coming up after this one, so stick around here on Care Radio. I can see right now Joseph is planning like a tremendous interlude of entertainment between this game and our next one. You're going to want to not miss that. Here's the feed underneath Ottawa. Falling away, the shot is up and it's going to go in plus one. Count that bucket. Foul is going to be on Jemiah Booker. Only her third, but with 2 minutes and 12 seconds to go. Not a huge deal. Ottawa at the free throw line. 10th at the three-point play. It's up and it's good. Here's an Atchison with the ball up on top. Not particularly aggressive about trying to save the ball, and now it's going to be picked back up. The running shot up off the window, no good. And a rebound is hauled back down by Ottawa. Up floor with the basketball. They're going to come weaving their way first to the right side, then to the left, stopping way out on the side, kicking it back to the left side, and then off on top. With a minute 40 to go, Ottawa's still very much looking around the offense and looking for a shot opportunity here. They'll dish it down to the left side, wanting inside, looking in, rotate it back out to the top. Minute and a half left. Now down to the baseline left. Atchison sticking with a 2-3 zone. Here's an entry pass into the lane. Little hook shot, won't go, and Harris with the rebound. Muskegon, Ottawa not interested in running any time. They are still working the offense and playing the game plan. Here's a three from the right side. Not going to fall in for Stoves. Rebound, Ottawa. 1 minute to play. Back over to the right side is going to be Emery. Keybaugh dumps it over to the left. They'll feed it to the left side of the lane. They'll backdoor into the lane, and we've got an Atchison foul. That might be Katie. We'll wait and see. No, it is not. It is only going to be the second final ball game by Presley Simpson. Ottawa at the line, the shot, no. Success at the free throw line has been hard to come by tonight for these teams. One more shot. It is up and will not go in. Atchison will rebound it down. It is 46-29. Baseline shot. Nope. Atchison rebound. Stolen away. Half a minute to go. Ottawa quickly will fast break into the forecourt. The ball is just going to get away. Caught about. Atchison's going to have it back just behind the midcourt stripe on the far side. 28 seconds left in the game. Here comes Presley. Little right-hand dribble. Angles across toward the right side. Pulls it up. Kicks it over to Katie. She'll be on the floor a couple of times. Her shot is going to be deflected. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Ottawa. Lob pass over to the right. They'll push it back off on top. 10 seconds, 9. With 7, the ball batted free. Ottawa will go to the right side. And that's going to do it. Our final score tonight is Ottawa 46, Atchison 29. And we'll be back to summarize the ladies' game for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Christy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Well, it was a tough game for teams looking to score. Neither team was able to really light it up tonight, particularly just shots that you would think go in and normally do for them just weren't tonight. Even at the free throw line, where Atchison was 11 of 26 and Ottawa was 8 of 26 at the free throw line in the course of the ballgame, yet Ottawa was still able to prevail. They were led in scoring, the Lady Cyclones were, by Riley Meinhardt with 15-10 for Johanna Yon. For Atchison and the Phoenix, it was Katie Harris. Katie's going to be your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. Katie with 9. Presley Simpson with 7 for today. For Samara Downing, a 3-point outing for Myja Stoves, to appease Jemiah Booker and Michaela Oldridge. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up, and we'll be back here just a little bit with the boys' game here on CARE Radio. Once again, the final score in the ladies' contest, it was Ottawa 46. Atchison, 29. We'll return shortly, but right now we're kicking it back to our man, Joseph. He's in the CARE Sports Studio, and he's got something fun planned for you.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.